I always find that even if it's not necessarily true per se, the longest month of the year is the month of January. It seems like it's forever. It seems like a long time ago we had New Year's Day, and a long time ago we had Christmas. But here we are on the last day of January, January the 31st. And, of course, the principal saint and all the rites of the Latin Church today is that of the great priest from Turin, St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco, who, as the collect of today's Mass attests, under the guidance of Our Lady, help of Christians, began families for the sake of the Church's growth and well-being. And, of course, among them, his own sons, the priests and brothers, who are known as the priests of St. Francis of Sales, to whom he was very devoted, but they really are the priests of St. John Bosco, even though they are called by another title. And of course, at one time, this order and the Jesuit order were the biggest orders in the whole church of male men, of brothers and priests. And that is not the case anymore. Of course, the Salesians are still bigger now, or are now bigger than the Jesuits, from what I understand. But they are not quite as traditional as they once were. They have succumbed to all the evils of the modern age. But they were so traditional that the University of the Salesians in Rome was at one time the only place where somebody could get a doctorate in Latin. That's how traditional they were. I don't think that is the case anymore. I didn't get my doctorate there, but I heard about it. And then, of course, he founded with St. Maria Mazzarella, who I understand also made really good pizza, the daughters of Our Lady, known as the Salesian Sisters. And this came forth from his charity. And all the readings of today point to charity, the charity that we must have for all in Christ Jesus our Lord, and in particular, the charity towards children. And of course, this is what the gospel is supposed to be about today, that we must, our Lord says, you must love children. And the apostles asked him, who do you think is the greatest? And so he said, bring this little boy over here. And he said, this is the greatest. And you must be as children in order to enter the kingdom of God. That is, docile, obedient, and loving. And, of course, our Lord has given us the example, and the saints have given us the example. So when he started as a young, he was born in the area of Piedmont in Italy, very, very poor. His father died when he was very little. They had very little money. His mother was now Venerable Margaret Bosco. She had to make ends meet. And they also have, I don't remember its name, I think it was a male, a very famous dog that always appears in the pictures of St. John Bosco and his mother. And then they opened their home to bring in the brigands, the little boys that were roaming around Turin. Eventually, under the guidance of God and the Blessed Mother, St. John Bosco began the society, and then he began the great city, because it is a city, perhaps almost as big as Pensacola itself, of St. John Bosco and of Our Lady Mary, Help of Christians. And there at one time, I do not know now, but at one time, there were literally tens of thousands of boys and girls that were housed. The boys were taken care of by St. John Bosco and his priests and brothers, and the girls by St. Maria Mazzarella and the nuns, the Salesian sisters, who were also very, very affluent in the church in vocations. In the meantime, of course, St. John Bosco is known for his many miracles and for his many visions, especially his dreams. And he was able, through his dreams, to draw an almost perfect map of South America for his order, so they would go down there and evangelize. And the Society of Map Makers, or cartographers of Paris and of France, gave him a prize, the first prize, because he had a better map of South America, including the Amazon, than they had, and more accurate. And yet, he never been there. It was from his dreams, from the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother also, under the title of Our Lady, Hope of Christians, appeared to him and showed him the church that she wanted him to build. And it is there in Turin, not much destroyed by the modern nonsense of today. And it is there that the incorrupt body of St. John Bosco is seen. And all the other ones, including Santa Maria Mazzarella, St. Dominic Savio, the little boy saint, who was one of his disciples, and many, many others. His first several successors are all blessed or saints already. It was a hotbed of sanctity. And he was also very good friends with other saints, such as St. Joseph Cafasso, the great moral theologian of Turin, and St. Joseph Benedict Cotolengo. And recently I found a picture of myself when I was a teenager, already in my cassock, with a bunch of young sisters of St. Joseph Cotolengo. And of course, I think they're all gone now, as most things are gone. But nevertheless, birds of a feather flock together. And all these saints were very good friends, and they prayed together, and they spoke together, and they studied together, and they helped each other. And so it is in the mind of God that we should do, like children, to love and help and sustain one another. And of course, we need this very, very much in this day and age of great evil and suffering. And of course, if we have suffering, it is because God wants us to have it. And we must accept it, and we must put up with it, and we must go through it with the love and the joy of Jesus and Mary and of St. John Bosco. He died in 1888 and was canonized by Pius XI, I believe, or maybe Pius XII. But he's one of the most popular saints in the whole church. May St. John Bosco pray for us and pray for all those who work with children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.